This is from the Chicago Tribune, this piece here. 20 things every Illinoisan should eat at least once. So these are just places where you gotta try these things. And they're located all over, they're basically located all over Illinois, is what they did here, Dan. Just kind of picked a whole bunch of different places. And I would like people to call in and say what they think that people should eat. Pick 20 things every Illinoisan should eat at least once in the lifetime. This culinary challenge had us thinking that maybe we'd bitten off more than we could chew. From Chicago's world-famous food scene to the state's rich agricultural DNA and a bounty of regional specialties, it was almost impossible to narrow our choices down to 20. But that's what we had to do for the latest installment of our bicentennial bucket list, an evolving roster of 200 things to do, see, eat, or drink in celebration of Illinois' two centuries of statehood this year. I'm going to sneeze.
Editor's note, that wasn't part of the article.
No. No, the author of this did not go type in, I'm going to sneeze. So these are the things that that everybody in Illinois should eat at least once. So it covers the entire state. And I want to hear from you guys because, everybody has their favorite, food. Or everybody has like their favorite place and their favorite dish. And we're talking about the entire state. So we would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. So the first thing on here is the Moon Burger from Moonshine Store, which is at 6017 East 300th Road, Moonshine, near Martinsville. I have no idea where that is. Dan, do you have any idea where that is?
I do not.
Near Martinsville. It's the Moon Burger. But here's what the Moon Burger is. The double bacon cheeseburger is about as no frills as it gets. A couple of beef patties, American cheese, and pre-cooked bacon on a store-bought bun. But it tastes extra special at this friendly, quirky spot in the middle of nowhere, where the grill is shut off at 12:30 p.m. sharp, and you pay cash only on the honor system. That's pretty cool. That sounds pretty cool. It's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, what kind of an address? Dan, what kind of an address is 6017 East 300th Road?
There you go. It is located in the southeastern portion of the state, close to the Indiana state line. Closest biggest cities include Charleston and Effingham.
Okay.
Terre Haute on the Indiana side.
I see. So that's the Moon Burger. Anybody ever had the Moon Burger? Sounds good, though. It sounds like that sounds like a really cool place. I mean, at 12:30, they turn off the grill. I think that's awesome, and you pay on the honor system because Okay, Moon Burger in the Moonshine Store at 6017 East 300th Road near Martinsville. How about this smoked salmon from Calumet Fisheries, 3259 East 95th Street in Chicago. The Southside Institution has been smoking its seafood on site for 7 decades. The biggest seller is this takeout only joint is coho salmon from British Columbia, Canada. Get it straight up or tricked out with pepper and garlic. Yeah, there you go. Now, Dan, we've talked about where we go for smoked fish and seafood in general.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hagen's, one of the greatest places. Montrose, just east of east or west?
West.
Just west of Central. I get mixed up. Now that Demetrio's is gone and there's a Walgreens there, I don't know where the hell I am. But Hagen's, man,
Yep, so good. Vic Vaughn worked there.
Yep, Vic Vaughn worked there, and it's just... But I've never... the Calumet Fisheries on the south side... they recommend the smoked salmon. Sounds good. I like me a good smoked salmon. All right, how about this? Punchki from Herb's Bakery at 1020 Larkin Avenue in Elgin. We get ours from the Continental...
Central Continental.
Central Continental Bakery.
That's one of the fun things about this list. It's like, you know, the as you mentioned, it's a celebration of Illinois' 200th birthday. So obviously, it had to spread across the state.
Absolutely.
But your natural reaction to be like, all right, well, my local is Central Continental,
right,
and
right.
You know, we'll have plenty of those throughout the list.
Oh yeah, but I mean, it's really cool that they're doing this. You know, celebrating the 2 centuries mm-hmm. of statehood here, and you know, covering the whole state. That's really cool because, like, where else would somebody write about the Moon Burger in the Moonshine Store?
Yep.
So a punch key from Herb's Bakery. 1020 Larkin Avenue in Elgin. Fat Tuesday is like Black Friday at this family-run bakery where the line snakes out the door for its once-a-year supply of traditional Polish pre-Lenten treats. Raspberry, apricot, and custard are a few of the fillings surrounded by a pillow of doughy goodness. You can call 847-741-0249 to order ahead for this year's batch. Available one day only. That's February 13th. You going to get your phone call in now? Get a jump on that. Herb's Bakery in Elgin. I've never been there. You ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to have to help me out with this.
Ibarito.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Ibarito.
Ibarito? Biztec? Biztec Ibarito.
Yep.
And that's at Ibarito's Amass at 3400 West Fullerton. I've never been there. It's in Chicago. This fascinating Chicago sandwich with a Puerto Rican pedigree swaps sliced bread. Oh, it's with the plantains. Okay. For crispy fried plantains. Currently the best practitioner in the city of Ibarito's. The plantains are always fried to order, so they stay crisp. And the satisfying slabs of beef are tender and aggressively seasoned. I'm assuming you've had this kind of sandwich
many times? Yes.
Is it a good sandwich?
It is a good sandwich. I'm not a huge fan of the plantain, but despite that, it's still delicious.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to this place?
I have not been to that place. Our place is on Western by Addison, Western in between Irving and Addison. There's just a little shop right by the...
is it by Waveland Bowl?
No, further away.
Further north?
Yeah, it's across the street from the supply store of bathroom faucets, the ComEd building.
Yeah.
So the Waveland Bowl is just down the block a little bit.
Wow, I'm trying to piss. It's just a small place, right?
Yeah, it's a very small place. You blink and you miss it. It's right next to the 7-Eleven there on the corner.
Oh, I know where. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know it existed.
Yep.
But they have good sandwiches there.
Indeed. Yeah, and they specialize in the burrito.
Oh, okay, cool. So this one, though, that they're talking about is at 3400 West Fullerton in Chicago. Yeah. I've had one. I just didn't know what it was called because I'm an idiot. But I've had the plantain. I've had the sandwich with the plantain. I like plantains. You know they're in the banana family.
That's what I hear.
All right, Lars Bars. Oh, at Anderson's Candy Shop. How about that? Our good friends at Anderson's get a nice mention here in the Chicago Tribune. By the way, I would love to hear from you guys. What do you think every person in Illinois should eat at least once? You got to try it at least once. And we're talking all over the state. 312-981-7200. We've been bringing up different dishes here and different sandwiches and stuff like that. And we all have kind of our local place that we go to. But these are all specific. Lars Bars and Anderson's Candy Shop. This one in Richmond, on Main Street in Richmond. One of 30 varieties of candy bars made at this fourth-generation shop just below the Wisconsin border. The labor-intensive Lars Bar is a twist on the traditional turtle. A thin layer of divinity, a puffy, vanilla-flavored confection, is topped with a blanket of caramel before being hand-dipped in chocolate and then laid on a bed of... laid in a bed of chopped pecan. Oh man. You've had chocolate from Anderson's, right?
I've actually had that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
How
it's
is
delicious.
It? Is it?
It's fantastic. We were vacationing right by Anderson's in Richmond, Illinois. So we went over there. And so we rang up the purchase and I'm like, by the way, I work for WGN Radio, so I want to thank you very much. And they're like, oh, we want to thank you very much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, we've had an association with Anderson's for years. You know, and is there a reason why it's called Lars Bars?
Let's see if I can find out.
Is there the person who invented it named Lars? So So there you go. Anderson's candy shop getting a nice little mention here. The Lars bars. It sounds delicious. And they have really, obviously, they have really great chocolate at Anderson's. They do. Like, really, really good chocolate. So. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. And we are talking about this article that was in the Tribune. 20 things that every Illinoisan should eat at least once. What would you guys like to recommend here? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Before we get away, Lars is one of the owners of the shop.
There you go. There you go. That explains it. All right. Let's take a break here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. What would you add to this list? All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday! And that's One Artist, Two Songs. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200, 574 area code, requesting the Batman animated TV show theme. And that's by members of U2. Okay. Dan, did you ever watch the Batman animated TV series?
I did.
Yeah, it's Mark Hamill. As the Joker, right?
Yes, you're right. This was a later iteration of
it. Oh, this was, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, same. I believe he also reprised the role for this one.
Yeah, right. Mark Hamill, who is a big Svengoolie fan. Who isn't, though? Really, truly, who isn't? All right, everybody, welcome back. And we are talking about 20 things that everybody in Illinois should eat at least once. And these are all like different... dishes and sandwiches and treats and stuff like that that we're celebrating all over the state now under the bicentennial. And we got a bunch of good stuff so far, and we would love to hear what you would have to say, like what food you think someone should eat when they're here in Illinois. Here is Trucker Rich. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
All right.
Nick. I was telling Dan, down around the Springfield area, it's really popular. It's the horseshoe sandwich.
Yeah. Explain what that is.
Well, there's three different versions. There's roast beef, ham, and hamburger, but the hamburger one's like a two-quarter-pound hamburgers, open face on a big platter, and then covered in French fries and then smothered in cheddar cheese sauce.
Yeah, that's
so just... it's like a heart attack on a plate.
Yeah. It sounds fantastic. Yeah, it sounds fantastic to me. I've heard about the horseshoe. Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that you can only have one of those every once in a while, though.
Nah, the other company I used to drive for, we used to do jobs in St. Louis, and I'd have about five of them a week when we were doing jobs down there. We wouldn't eat going to St. Louis, but we eat on the way home.
You eat on the way home. There you go. Oh. All right, cool. Yeah. All right, Rich, thanks.
All right, yep, have a good evening.
See you. The horseshoe open face sandwich. That's kind of a legendary. That's kind of a legendary one. I've heard about that one for years and years and years. Here's Steve in Galesburg on WGN. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, there's this bar in Galena called the Gold Room, and it's a locals bar. But if you get friendly with the people, they invite you back for breakfast the next day. But they serve this thing with the eggs and the hash browns and such. That they serve what they call side meat. And I don't know if it's bacon, pork chop, tenderloin, what it is, but the way it's seasoned and stuff, I mean, it's just wonderful.
Wow, and they call it side meat?
Side meat, yep, no description.
No description, just side meat. Okay. I'd be a little curious about that.
Give it a try if you ever get over to Galena.
All right, thank you, Steve.
All right.
Hey, by the way, a listener sent me two packets of the single serving spam that's in the foil envelope. They sent it to me, and on the outside of the envelope that they sent, I'll get the guy's name, and I'll give him a proper thank you on the air. But he sent it to me a couple of days ago. I got it, and I opened it up, and there's two single serving spam in there, which of course is fantastic. And so, but he wrote on the outside of the envelope, he wrote pocket meat.
Nice.
And that made me laugh out loud. Like, it was just right in the middle of the envelope. There's not, you know, it's like the envelope was blank. It was a manila envelope. And then right in the middle of the envelope, it just said pocket meat. And I was like, okay, there you go.
Fantastic.
All right, let's get back to these things that everybody should eat if you're in Illinois at least once. And we want to hear from you, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. What would you add to this? All right, the baby back ribs from 17th Street Barbecue, 32 North 17th Street in Murfreesboro. Anything pulled from this acclaimed barbecue joint's gargantuan smokers deserves attention. But start with quite possibly the best baby back ribs you'll find anywhere. Each bite is haunted by smoke and astonishingly juicy. The ribs arrive coated in owner Mike Mills. Oh, Mike Mills from REM, apparently making barbecue now. Mike Mills' signature magic dust, which is a complex spice rub and then slathered in his apple-packed barbecue sauce. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Again, we're going. You always go local. I live right around the corner from Smoke, and and of course we have Gale Street, which is a completely different kind of rib, served in a completely different kind of way.
Right.
But you can't argue with Gale Street ribs. Can't argue with Gale Street Inn.
And kind of like to the point of this overall article, when we have friends who are in from out of town, we order Gale Street.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's just that that's because it's the greatest restaurant on the planet. My good friend George. My parents went in there and got some ribs to go the other night. And they said the place was packed, and as it should be. And evidently, they really decked out the place for Christmas. Like, it's like a winter wonderland at Gale Street. So there you go. 17th Street Barbecue in Murfreesboro. All right, how about this? Cinnamon rolls from the Homestead Bakery. And that's in Arthur. Head to the heart of Illinois Amish country for mouth-watering cinnamon rolls that take 5 hours to make and taste like it. The decadent breakfast treats are among many made-from-scratch baked goods produced on-site by local Amish women. So that's in Amish country. I like a good cinnamon roll, you know? Oh, well, yeah, now we're seeing Rainbow Cone, the original Rainbow Cone, 9233 Southwestern in Chicago. Yeah, now this is of course, legendary, the Rainbow Cone. This Instagram darling got its start nearly a century ago when Joseph and Catherine Sapp opened an ice cream stand in Beverly. The cone screams summer with a striking array of flavors served in fat slices, not scoops. Chocolate, strawberry, Palmer House, which is vanilla with cherries and walnuts, and pistachio ice creams topped by orange sherbet. It's available spring through fall. So you can't get it now.
Although I think, didn't I hear they were going to go year-round?
That Rainbow Cone was going to go year-round?
I thought I read that somewhere.
Ah. It's good stuff, though, man. Good stuff. Let's see. We got a few texts that are coming in. We would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. 630 area code says, the E-Town Restaurant in Elizabethtown, Illinois. It's just off the Ohio River, and they have the best fresh fish. So get your fresh fish from E-Town in Elizabethtown, Illinois. Steve says, every April there is a moonshine burger run where motorcyclists from all over the Midwest and even farther ride in to get a moonshine burger or two. It's located at the crossroads of two country roads in a nondescript barn-like building. The building is also a small general store. She said, the more I hear about this moon burger, the cooler it sounds. Bob in Bittendorf, Iowa says, potato sausage from Stashews in Moline. Moline, Illinois. There you go. Potato sausage. That sounds like something that I would eat and enjoy. How about this? Quad Cities Pizza at Harris Pizza, 3903 14th Avenue in Rock Island. This is the Quad Cities Pizza from Harris Pizza. We'll just assume you've already had Chicago deep dish, so let us direct your attention towards the Mississippi River for a different take. Harris Pizza is one of the OGs of the Quad Cities style, featuring a light layer of cornmeal on the top of a malty crust. The finished pie is cut with scissors into a rectangular strip. Mmm. Never had that. Harris pie in Rock Island. Cut with scissors in a rectangular strip. That's how my aunt used to cut her pizza. Scissors. Okay, we got people calling in. 312-981-7200. Here is Kathy on WGN. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you tonight? We love listening to you.
Thank
my
you.
Boyfriend comes home at 2:22 in the morning, and we always have you on.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And a restaurant that impresses us a lot is Frankie's in St. Charles on North Avenue, and they have Italian beef that is so delicious, and the onion rings have Planko breading on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
Wow, that sounds great.
Very nice, and it's such a nice treat to be able to have something brought in that's superior to your own cooking.
Yeah, it's true. All right, Kathy, thanks for the call.
Okay, have a good evening.
Take care. There you go. Frankie's. All right. Hey, by the way, coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. That's coming up. We would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. We're going to get to the news, and then we're going to come back and finish off this this list of 20 things that everybody in Illinois should eat at least once. And I know that you guys are going to want to add to it as well. And so text and phone lines are open at 312-981-7200. And we'll talk more great foods that it's located throughout the wonderful state of Illinois. All right? All right. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break here for the news here in 10 seconds. Man, that's the 80s. That is so the 80s. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Hear me, 2 for Tuesday. It's one artist, two songs. 301 area code requesting some Survivor, man. Yeah, man, Survivor! That's high on you. All right. Okay. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Good morning, everybody. And we are talking about 20 things that everybody in Illinois should try and eat at least once. We've been going through a bunch of really cool stuff like the Moon Burger at the Moonshine Store, smoked salmon and Calumet Fisheries, the Punchki at Herb's Bakery. We got Lars Barbs, we got Cinnamon Rolls, Rainbow Cones. It's all over the place. And we would love you to add to this at 312-981-7200. What would you suggest that people in Illinois eat at least once? What would you throw into this list as well? 312-981-7200. How about this one? I've been here. I've had this. Chicken dinner at White Fence Farm in Romeoville. Dan, have you been there?
I have not. And I've been interested because I know that's Esmeralda's favorite.
Yeah. It's great. It's just great. For nearly a century, folks have been flocking to this homey restaurant to get their fill of moist chicken coated in a crispy shell. But wait, there's more. Lots more. Dinners come with sugar-dusted corn fritters, bean salad, coleslaw, cottage cheese, pickled beets, and a choice of potato with homemade gravy. Yeah, no, you know, like, there's a reason why this place has been around for as long as they have. I mean, it's good stuff. It's really good. The chicken is amazing. Yeah. Okay. How about cheese curds from Marcoot Jersey Creamery, which is at 526 Dudleyville Road in Greenville. Where's Greenville, Dan? Do you have any idea? Greenville, Illinois. That's where it's located. It's Marcoot Jersey Creamery.
It's 51 miles east of St. Louis.
Okay. 51 miles east of St. Louis. That's where you'll find the Marcoot Jersey Creamery, and you got to get their cheese curds. Says here, who says Wisconsin has a lock on the cheese curd market? This inviting creamery churns out three varieties of squeaky curds, plain garlic, garlic herb, and sriracha, made with creamy milk from the family's grass-fed Jersey cows roaming out back. Oh, that's cool. Step up to the creamery's large viewing windows, and you might catch cheesemakers balling fresh mozzarella by the hand. The cows are just wandering around outside, man. That's about as fresh as you can get. Yeah. All right. That sounds good. I love cheese curds. Marcoot Jersey Creamery in Greenville. Oh, well, here we go. Garrett Mixed Popcorn from Garrett Popcorn Shop, 625 North Michigan in Chicago. And, you know, yes, of course, please. Fans of this popular popcorn maker get the credit for inventing the criminally addictive blend of cheese corn and caramel crisp. They'd order a bag of both flavors, ask for a third bag, empty the sack, and mix them together. Oprah put the sweet and savory concoction on blast when she anointed it one of her favorite things. It's good, man. And I know we have all had this, right? Dan, you've had, obviously, you've had the Garrett mix. Good Lord. White asparagus from Eckert's Belleville Farm in Belleville, on Greenmount Road in Belleville. White asparagus. That's interesting that they're just picking the asparagus. That the dish is just white asparagus. That's pretty cool. They must be good asparagus. Indulge in the fleeting springtime treat that is white asparagus, the sun-starved, milder cousin of the ubiquitous green variety. Beloved in Germany, the pale stalks can be bought in season, usually mid-April, at Eckert's Belleville Farm, which sources the vegetable from a local supplier. Mmm. Oh, texts are starting to come in now. Where would you eat? Where are you telling people to eat? 847 area code says, have a made right sandwich in Rockford. Yes. I enjoy the made right. Lou says, I have two, the fried chicken and or shrimp from Del Rey's Chicken Basket at I-55 and Route 83. Also, the chicken pot pie at the Our Place Restaurant Truck Stop at I-80 and Route 47. Well, yes. I like a good chicken pot pie. See, that sounds cool to me right there. You get a chicken pot pie at a restaurant / truck stop. See, that's cool. I love that. Let's see. 815 area code. Everyone should go to Hackney's for a Hackney burger and a loaf of onion rings. I know I've done that, and it's great. Hackney's is great. 630 area code says, we got our punch keys from Busy Bee Bakery in Downers Grove. My wife and I order ahead of time, and when we get there at 6 a.m., we bring a laundry basket and carry all the boxes of punch keys to our friends and work plate. Oh, that's nice, delivering punch keys to people from a laundry basket. Oh, man. You know, I've said this before, Dan. You know, one of the great things about working this shift is punch key day. Is when we're the first ones to get the punchkies.
Yep.
They're just fresh as hell. And the same thing when we get the Mirai sweet corn. We're the first show to get the Mirai sweet corn. That's one of the advantages of working this shift. Punchkies and corn. It's a crazy, heady mixture. Luke says, I'm a big fan of the ribs at the Pit House in Hickory Hills on 95th Avenue. There's also a newer place called Fry the Coop. It's on 95th in Oak Lawn. It is an excellent take on Nashville fried chicken sandwiches. Jim from Jimbo says, I grew up on Palermo's Pizza in Oak Lawn. We ordered it last week. Great regular crust and deep dish. Palermo's is good. There's a bunch of Palermo's in the city. Palermo's has good pizza. Shaughnessy from in Quad City says, cinnamon roll pancakes at the Quad City Pancake House in Rock Island. Oh, my God. Cinnamon roll pancakes? Oh, man. That sounds like something right there. So. All right. Let's try this. Rib tips from Lem's Barbecue on 75th Street in Chicago. The Lemon Brothers long ago elevated the lowly rib tip to new heights, taking this gristly, cartilage-packed piece of work, smoking it, and dousing it in a bold, vinegary sauce at their tiny to-go spot in Chatham. sop up the unavoidable mess with a slice of white bread, a slice of white sandwich bread. Salted caramel gelato from Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery on Lincoln Avenue in Champaign. Salted caramel gelato. Man, that sounds good. The husband and wife team of Wes Gerald and Leslie Cooper Band went to Italy to learn how to make gelato, which they produce with rich, creamy milk from their herd of 70-plus goats on their central Illinois farm. The salted caramel swirl boasts caramel made from cream from Kilgus Farmstead in Fairbury. In-season customers can drop by, go by the farm for gelato, and then visit with the goats. There's nothing quite like visiting with goats. That sounds good. Superdog. Superdog Drive-In, 6363 North Milwaukee in Chicago. A Chicago-style hot dog with all the trimmings comes with a heaping side of nostalgia at Norwood Park's 70-year-old Superdog. 70 years old. Wow. Superdog Drive-In. No need to leave the car. Place your order via the intercom and wait for a server to emerge with your order in retro cardboard box filled with stubby crinkle-cut fries. Now, we've all had Superdog. I mean, that's just, it goes without saying.
It was interesting where they would go, because obviously you had to have a hot dog on the list.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about Superdog is good. I'm a Gene and Jude's guy. Gene and Jude's is, to me, I think Gene and Jude's is the best hot dog in the city. But the thing about Superdog is that the experience, the experience itself is unique. You know, sitting in your car, all that cool stuff. You know, the way that the place looks, the two hot dogs on the roof. You know, it's a very fun, unique experience. And it also helps the hot dogs are really good. You know what I mean? It also helps that the food is really, really good. But it's cool for the family. Like, you bring the kids. The kids love. When I was a little kid, I loved Superdog. I just thought it was so cool. Strawberry bread from What's Cookin' on 7th Street in Charleston. At What's Cookin', the answer invariably is strawberry bread. This casual breakfast and lunch spot near Eastern Illinois University uses a longtime family recipe to bake its moist 2.5-pound loaves that have a devout following, including faraway fans who have it mailed to them. Okay. That sounds good. Let's see. Well, now I'm not going to be able to pronounce this either. Is it Birria? B-I-R-R-I-A. And the name of the place is Birria Zaragoza on South Pulaski, 4800 South Pulaski. Few places lavish attention on goat like this Archer Heights eatery. Steamed until tender, the meat is then coated in a fiery chili paste and roasted until it develops a crispy brown exterior. It's served with a ladle full of wildly complex tomato consomme and some spectacularly soft corn tortillas. So it's goat. I love goat. Dan, have you ever had goat?
Can't say that I have.
It's good. When it's prepared correctly, because it could be tough. And it's not the goats that make the gelato. I just want to make sure everybody knows that. I just don't want to get those confused.
Birria.
That's what it is?
Birria.
Okay. Where's the sexy lady? Why are we getting creepy voice Johnson?
Birria.
Oh. What happened there?
Birria.
Gesundheit. All right. Let's take a break here. And we got more. A few more things on the Chicago Tribune list of things that everybody in Illinois should eat at least once. And you're adding to it. We got more texts coming in. We'd love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday continues. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. One artist, two songs, 301 area code, Survivor. That's The Search Is Over. Was that in a movie or am I nuts? I know it was a hit. I'm just trying to remember if it was in a movie. Survivor had some big songs in movies. So, all right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. And we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. And we've been talking about this fun article that was in the Chicago Tribune about 20 places and 20 dishes that everybody in Illinois should eat at least once. And we wanted to hear from you guys what you would add. 312-981-7200. And here is Don on WGN. Hi, Don.
How you doing? I just want to say I love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
You guys are great.
Thank you.
I want to make a comment on our place over there. I ate over there by I-80.
Okay.
I do apologize. I don't know how big the hamburger is, but I know it's about $18.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, you get an hour to eat it, but you have to have two ingredients on there, like pickles and lettuce or ketchup and something. You got to have at least two things. You got to eat the whole thing within an hour. And you only get, and if you do that, you don't have to pay.
Yeah, okay. So it's one of those food challenge things, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I personally, myself, I never did, but my buddy did, and I hate to. As soon as he got done, in about 59 minutes, it was outside. He made it, but after that, it was all over, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's a lot of food to eat in an hour, for sure. So
yeah.
All right, yeah. Don, thank you for the call.
All right, you have a great night.
All right, take care. Here is Adam on WGN. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I wanted to bring up the Bristol Tap out here in, is it Kane County or Kendall County, right on the border right up there. But it's got a burger that is fabulous. It takes about 45 minutes to get it because they're about the size of your head. But it's very reasonably priced, and they are absolutely delicious.
That's at the Bristol Tap?
Bristol Tap.
And it's
it was voted one of, it was on Chicago's Best. Brittany and Elliot.
Oh, okay.
Voted it one of the best burger spots around.
Oh, very cool. All right. We'll look
that
for that.
Awesome.
All right, Adam, thanks.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
It takes 45 minutes and it's about the size of your head. All right. More texts coming in. 630 area code says, one place I recommend is in Sterling Rock Fall, in the Sterling Rock Fall area called Angelo's Pizza. They have four locations, but the original is the best. Their pasta dishes are to die for, as they take their homemade meat sauce and mix it with the spaghetti until the and then place pasta on top of the sauce. They even have a spaghetti pizza for sale, along with buckets of spaghetti for carryout. Buckets of spaghetti. Angelo's Pizza. Peter in Decatur says, I've been to Moonshine once. Bill Geist on CBS Sunday Morning did a piece on them back in 1997. 847 area code says Johnny's Italian Beef. They have the best homemade Italian ice with fresh lemon. They have locations in Melrose Park and Arlington Heights. I've been to the one in Melrose Park many times. Johnny's Italian Beef, it's great. 815 area code says Home Cut Donuts is the best in Will County. They're located at 815 West Jefferson Street in Joliet. Especially the Bavarian Cream. Home Cut Donuts. Sabatino's, which is closing at the end of the month, is very good. It's very good Italian food. I'm sad that they're closing. Yes, Sabatino's, legendary old school place, and I live within walking distance of that place. I'm sad they're closing too. 630 area code says in Ladd, Illinois, Rips Chicken. That's two P's. Rips Chicken. I have it every week. Allison in Champaign, Urbana. When you come to town, you have to stop at the Custard Cup for some lemon ice cream. Then Marianne's Diner for the stack. It's a bed of hash browns, cheeseburger, or sausage patty smothered in sausage gravy. And thank you for making my mornings entertaining. Well, thank you. And Marianne's Diner. All right, got to get the stack. 815 area code says, as you mentioned, not every Palermo's pizza is the same. The Palermo's we love is the one near 63rd and Kedzie. They also have one in Frankfort, Illinois. We will travel from Plainfield to either one just to pick up that pizza.
Wow.
312 area code says the Tom and Jerry at the Corned Beef Factor on Lake Street in Chicago. It's corned beef and pastrami. They call it the Tom and Jerry. Also, the hot dogs and Polish from Jimmy's on Pulaski at Grand. Jimmy's on Pulaski at Grand is a legendary place. That place is fantastic. And it's also the kind of dog that you're going to get there is Jimmy's on Pulaski at Grand is very, very similar to Gene and Jude's. It's cut from the same cloth. It's very, very, very similar to Gene and Jude's, and therefore it's good. That's Jimmy's on Pulaski at Grand. 630 area code says, the kitchen sink ice cream treat at Colonial Cafe in St. Charles is awesome. The kitchen sink ice cream treat. That sounds like they just load up. That sounds a little dangerous. I think an ice cream dish known as the kitchen sink, or any kind of dish known as the kitchen sink, sounds a little bit dangerous. Just in terms of my thought process, that the sheer amount of stuff that is going to be served before you that you must consume when you just throw the term kitchen sink around, that's a little scary. But that's at the Colonial Cafe in St. Charles. So if you like a lot of ice cream and a lot of sink, go there.
All right.
Well, the texts are coming in. Phone calls are coming in. Everybody hang on. 312-981-7200. Again, this article is in the Chicago Tribune, and it's about the 20 places that people in Illinois should eat at least once and 20 things that they should eat at least once. So, and we'll talk more about that coming up right here on 720 WGN. The news is next. Orlando picking Elvis Presley with Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me. Yeah, man. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in here. 312-981-7200. And you can also text us, too. And we've been talking about this fun article that the Tribune has about 20 things that every person in Illinois should eat at least once. And we've been talking about some of these favorite dishes and favorite foods. We know that you want to add to that. So it's 312-981-7200. We've got some people on the line. Here's Philip on WGN. Hi, Philip.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Hey, I live about an hour south of Indianapolis, and we're going up to Chicago in January, and I want to take my kids up there and get a true Chicago-style pizza. Where do we go?
So do you want deep dish?
Yes. Well, I mean, that's traditionally what I imagine when I hear Chicago-style.
Yeah, well, for me, I'm a thin crust guy, Philip, but it's Lou Malnati's. That's the go-to.
Say it again.
Lou Malnati's. Last name Malnati.
Lou Malnati's.
Lou Malnati's. There's over 40 locations in the Chicagoland area, so you'll be able to find one, and it is, without question, the best deep dish pizza in the city.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care. There you go. Lou Malnati's. There's no question. I'm a thin crust guy, though. I like the tavern style cut in squares, as God intended. That's my kind of pizza right there. Sort of the crispy crust, thin crust, cut in squares. That's tavern style, as they call it. That's pizza to me. That's the pizza I grew up eating. Here's Dean on WGN. Hi, Dean.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I've been to Angelo's, and it is fantastic.
It's just
a dollar, and I mean, the food is really, really good. I've been going there since I was a little kid. I'm 70 years old now, and I'm going to go as many times as I can before I pass. So,
wow.
We used to take our kids there when they were little. Now they're up in their 40s.
Yeah.
And,
so it's a family tradition then, Angelo's. It's a family tradition.
Oh, yeah. It was right by a steel mill. And my whole family that lives over that way, they always go there.
Wow.
You want a big pot of spaghetti, I mean?
Yeah.
All you do is you take your big roaster, you go in there, and they'll fill it up and charge you what it's worth. And it's worth every penny that they charge.
Wow, that's something. That sounds great.
My wife and I... moved to a little town called Minooka between Joliet and Morris, Illinois. And we found a place for burgers in Joliet on Jefferson Street called Muya Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And the meat's fresh every day. The French fries they bring to you on like a cookie sheet, about 13 by 19 inches. So you order a medium fry, you better be ready to eat some fries.
There you go.
You're going to have a mouthful.
All right, Dean, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, take care. So that Angela's Pizza in Sterling, I wonder if Mike Kurz and his family have gone there, because that's where his drive-in is. His drive-in is right on the Midway drive-in. I have to ask Mike tonight when I see him at my screening of Scrooged. All right, we got a couple more here on this in the article, and this leads us to, there's actually a horseshoe mentioned in here. Trucker Rich called in earlier with the horseshoe. This is at Obed and Isaac's on 6th Street in Springfield. The state capital's culinary claim to fame is a monstrous open-faced sandwich made with thick slices of toasted bread, typically topped with meat, cheese sauce, and fries. The microbrewery Obed and Isaac's does an especially yummy version of this dish that keeps cardiologists gainfully employed, and it offers a wide range of meat options like ground sirloin, pulled pork, lamb, or even a veggie burger. Too much, order the small pony shoe. See, horseshoe, and then pony shoe, because ponies are smaller than horses. Yeah. And then finally, the last item on this list of foods that everybody in Illinois should try at least once, according to the Chicago Tribune, the people in the Chicago Tribune, pink cookies at David Pastry at 206 South Main Street in Anna. This is Southern Illinois. Pink cookies from Davis Pastry. Pink cookies are a bona fide thing in Southern Illinois, with different bakeries concocting their own versions of, well, a cookie with pink icing. Davis Pastry has been baking this simple yet so good snack since the 1950s. The shortbread cookie gets pulled out of the oven early enough to keep the dough nice and soft, and a vibrant pink icing delivers just the right amount of sweetness. So, all right, there are some places for you to check out here in Illinois. Yeah. And they covered they did a nice job with this, Dan, because they covered not only, you know, a good cross-section of the state, but, you know, they did a nice job with desserts, they did a nice job with main meals and sides and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a good piece. So, reading so much of this stuff, talking about this, first of all, you know, anytime we talk about food in the middle of the morning like this, inevitably people get hungry. There's no question about it. And we like to talk about food on this show. That's one of our favorite topics. But this was enough to make people hungry for sure. Yeah. I'm thinking of burgers now. I'm a big Kuma's guy. I like Kuma's. It's always packed. And all the burgers, have you been to Kuma's, right?
I have, yes.
And all the burgers are named after, you know, heavy metal, or inspired by heavy metal. A lot of tattoos in the place. But the burgers are big, and they're topped with a bunch of stuff. It's very sloppy when you eat at Kuma's. So, but it's really good. And where's the other one now? There's two of them.
I think there's a couple. I think there's another one in the city, and then one in the burbs.
Yeah. That's amazing that over the years they've become, you know, like a franchise. They have franchises now. It's crazy. So, but yeah, I was thinking about that. And, if, you know, we talk about, you know, pizza. My favorite pizza place, as I've mentioned millions of times, is John's Pizzeria on Western. 2000 Northwestern. Best thin crust pizza in the city as far as I'm concerned. Just fantastic. And it's old school. The checkered plastic tablecloths on the tables. There's counter service. There's a jukebox that only has Italian songs on it, like Frank Sinatra and stuff, and a big map of Italy. The big giant map of Italy on the wall. And it's the best. It's the best thin crust pizza. John's Pizzeria, 2000 North on Western. You can go to Margie's too. Not far from there. If you want to get some dessert, go get some candy afterwards.
Sure.
So
I was talking to callers. Did you give your best Italian beef in the city?
My best Italian beef in the city. I didn't, but I, you know, I like, I mean, I like Al's. Al's is great. I like Mr. Beef. But I think, you know, the one that I ate a lot when I was in high school, because I had friends who worked there, was Roma's. Which is, have you been to Roma's?
I have not.
It's on Cicero, near Montrose. It's on Cicero, on the west side of the street, on Cicero, and it's, I want to say, it's not, it's actually like a couple of doors down from the McDonald's on Cicero right there. And it's Roma's. And they, I've always loved their beef. It's never like mentioned when people are talking about their favorite Italian beef. Roma's very rarely gets mentioned, which is unfortunate because it's fantastic beef. It's just that I ate there a lot because, you know, I had friends from high school who worked there. So I would go in and sometimes get some beef on the fly. You know what I mean? What about you? Do you have
Jay's? We're a Jay's family.
Oh, Jay's. Jay's is great.
Yeah.
Jay's is great. Wow, I forgot about near, speaking of right next to a McDonald's.
Yep.
Is that the deal?
Apparently that's the modus operandi.
And no, Jay's is great. And I do, you know, anytime we mention Jay's and we're talking about the great beef there, best pepper and egg sandwich, you know, in the city. You know, Fridays during Lent, that's where you go. You go to Jay's to get the pepper and egg. It's fantastic. I mean, I'm not Catholic, and I eat meat on Fridays during Lent, but I'll go for the pepper and egg. I don't care. I mean, I think you can get a pepper and egg sandwich there
every Friday.
Every Friday, yeah. Oh man, it's good. I mean, it's good. Yeah, no, that's a great place. I can't believe I didn't mention it. But Roma's was the one that I went to the most, you know, in high school.
Sure. The other interesting thing, we got that text from Allison from Champaign-Urbana, where you went to school has a big impact on, you know, the foods. Because just this past weekend, I asked the friends who had come over for lunch about the gondola sandwich was the it was served by the restaurant Avanti's, which was across the street from the university.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, like, that's something where if I have friends traveling downstate, I ask them to bring me back one.
No, yeah. You know? I know we've talked about that one before. Yeah. We've talked about that before. That sounds great, too. Sounds great. Now, you know, when my friends went to college in Champaign, we didn't have Steak and Shakes up here. So that's all we'd eat. When I would go and visit my friends who were going to college, that's all we eat. We just go to Steak and Shake. I mean, now you can get Steak and Shake everywhere. Right. But back then, it was Champaign, and that was it.
One of my favorite college memories is after a night out, we had taken my friend Mike Rios to a Steak and Shake, and he had complained about how hungry he was, and then they gave him burger, and he's like, this is it, and I'm like, give it a minute, and he's like, oh my god.
Yeah.
That's so filling. Yeah.
Roger Ebert's favorite restaurant of all time. I mean, you know, and you know, he spent a significant amount of time in Champaign. But yeah, Roger Ebert was a big fan of Steak and Shake. So yeah. Well, now you can get it. Now you can get it anywhere. So there you go.